From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is Cool Science Radio.
Science and technology that's accessible and entertaining.
If we can understand it, you can understand it.
I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm John Wells.
Our next guest, Roger Burrows, he's a Park City resident and author of a number of books on architecture, antiquity, all sorts of different things. He joins us now to talk about an upcoming workshop all about labyrinths at the Kimball Art Center on November 17th. Now, scientists were the first to discover labyrinths that we call paradigms and introduce them to the light of day. A labyrinth seems to have no exit, but upon finding the exit, graphs, flowcharts, and algorithms must be created in order to enable others to use this knowledge without losing their way. And that's our connection to Cool Science Radio. Welcome, Roger Burrows, to the program.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Yeah.
Gosh, I've got to make the bridge. At Kimball, my plan is to show about five or six methods of creating labyrinths. And they'll be to artists, designers, people like that. Show them the methods that go way back in time. So about the bridge to science, more to perhaps logic.
Yeah.
And it goes way back, maybe 8,000, 9,000 years ago. They're the earliest labyrinths that have been found. And it is a sort of meandering path. And historically, labyrinths have been used for meditation, for prayer, transitional. If you go way back to the legends, the 8,000, 9,000 years ago, young men would walk them. And it would symbolize the transition from life to the afterlife. In the time of Homer, Daedalus, who was the master inventor, he was the one that created the wings for Icarus, who flew too close to the sun. Right. Daedalus designed the Crete labyrinth.
That's where it all started.
And that was the continuation of the story. And that's Daedalus, and that's Ariadne, the daughter of King Minos, who danced the labyrinth, the legends of dance. And then you come forward to medieval cathedrals, and you've got types of labyrinth in, say, Chartres Cathedral, where monks would pray, chant, and play games on the labyrinths, the old cathedral labyrinth. So in the at Kimball, I'll be showing the different methods, and then how to apply them in art, crafts, and then how to use them. Again, dance, meditation, play games, all sorts of things. And you can build garden mazes, and you can put mazes in talismans to bridge back to science. Gosh, I think it's really the study of labyrinths, where they've been found. They've been found on rock formations carved into rock, in turf mazes up in the islands north of Russia. There's debate as to when they appeared in the Americas.
Yeah.
There's interesting connections because there's two labyrinths used by the Hopi Indians. One is actually the classical labyrinth, the Daedalus labyrinth. But another one is different. It's a different variation. So it could suggest that either they created them on their own, logically, or maybe even a link to the Vikings. They're at the end of Lysfjord in Norway, there's exactly the same labyrinth that appears in a Hopi design. And it's tough to see how that will come through, say, the Spanish or the English or the Europeans coming in. It's tough to logically figure out how that particular labyrinth appeared in the Americas. So it's great for conjecture.
Well, in addition to dancing and meditating and going on an adventure, I was taking a peek online about Greek mythology and this first labyrinth, or what they thought may have been one of the first in Crete. And they talked about a ferocious half-man, half-bull known as the Minotaur. And they created the labyrinth to somehow trap this Minotaur?
the legend of the Minotaur goes way back. there are legends to do with the bull and the symbolism of the bull. So the union of a man and a bull, that is an ancient legend. But to trap one, no, it would be ridiculous to try and trap a minotaur in a labyrinth. The labyrinth has one path, a meandering path. So if the minotaur had half a brain, he would just wander in one direction and he'd get out.
Minotaurs can do what they want, can't they?
Yes.
So you mentioned the word conjecture, and I know, I remember long ago I was in Peru and those Nazca lines, it's a complete mystery as to how they got there. So how about conjecture about alien life coming down and creating? I mean, what you see, and maybe around the world it's this way, the precision of the lines within a labyrinth are somewhat a mystery.
Yeah, it's amazing. You get labyrinths all through across the world. I mean, they appear in China and they appear in India, and often a very similar formulation. And what's called the classical labyrinth is everywhere, and that's one of the ones that appear in Hopi designs. Mm-hmm. Why or how are these things communicated? You know, why did they appear? The same logic of the design. Why would it appear in India and Russia, America's? Why? It could be that the simple methods that we use translated were communicated. And that's one of the things I'll show the artists and designers that come to the Kimmel Art Center. It could be because it's simple, but it raises all sorts of other questions. You know, do we have an imprinting in our brain that makes us disposed to create a similar form, a design form?
Well, and that's my question about why you are so interested in labyrinths. I mean, you're very interested in the 3D form, in mathematical models, in design, and you're teaching this class. Again, it's Sunday, November 17th from 1 to 4:30 p.m. at the Kimball Arts Center.
Correct.
And so what got you interested?
Oh, gosh. I've always been fascinated with logic and how things are put together. It started off when I was about 12, and I remember taking a bicycle apart. It wasn't my bike, and I couldn't put it back together. So I guess the compulsion was there. So it's just logic and puzzles and figuring things out. It's just my disposition. But I love to work with other disciplines because I can do the logical bit. But say if I'm working with a dance company, then they could do the dance and I can do the logic. Or an architect. I do a lot of stuff with architecture, you know, logic of architecture. So I do my logic and they do their design. It works.
I love it. And so what do you hope the takeaway is, aside from just the creative expression in this workshop that you're offering? Is there some greater achievement that people will come away with?
Well, I'm a bit devious. My mission is logic and to promote it and to promote the way people think. So if I can show artists and designers different methods of creating labyrinths, then I've really got them on the path of logic. So how will they then integrate something logical in their art or their design? Well, of course, they do that already with perspective and proportion. But here's a different type of method. So I'm hoping they could integrate labyrinths, and I have examples, with freeform art, illustrative art, in design, pattern making, but maybe even in their gardens, or maybe in some sort of promotional event.
Great.
I'm curious. They say that that a labyrinth can be a maze, you know, different dividing paths, forces you to choose among different options. And then there's the meander. It's a single undivided path. Which came first and which one is prevalent?
I think the labyrinth came first because it really, I believe it originates from the spiral. And if you look at really ancient 8,000 or even 80,000-year-old petroglyphs, you'll see spirals. So it's sort of a natural evolution from a spiral. If you're sitting there and you're basically in the Stone Age and you're carving, you're going to the trouble of carving something in a rock and you carve a spiral, that's a major, you know, undertaking. it's going to take you hours. And that means you've got to watch out for, you know, life-threatening experiences. And there you are, you carve it. So I can see that evolving into the labyrinth, and then the labyrinth evolving into the maze. Some of the techniques for creating labyrinths will create mazes at the same time. So you can actually have both.
Fascinating. Well, Roger Burrows, Park City resident, will be at the Kimball Arts Center November 17th talking about a workshop about labyrinths, and it sounds fascinating.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks for tuning in to Cool Science Radio. If you missed part of the show or you want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab.
We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows wherever you find your podcasts, so you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name.
So look for KPCW Cool Science Radio and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.